Kiss the day goodbye. The sweetness and the sorrow. Wish me luck the same to you. And I won't forget what I did for love. What I did for love. Look, my eyes are dry.
This week's episode of Empath of Least Resistance, and our guest tonight is Ariel and Charlie.
Hello.
And Annie, of course, and I'm Aaron.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
I liked that chorus line. That was from a chorus line,
It was from
I
a
remember
chorus
that.
Line.
Oh, my God.
Very nice.
Your uncle was in it.
Yeah, I have a relative that...
What did he play in
it? He played Don.
Which one's Don?
He's the one that wears tan-colored Spanx and a green shirt, and he has a really sad story.
Does he sing a song in it?
No, I don't think so.
Oh. He doesn't dance?
No, he dances, obviously.
That's tight. Thank you. Well, today on Empath of Least Resistance, it's an exciting double... Double.
And double down.
I thought we would speak about, I guess, love, because it's the one thing that there's just too little of today, maybe, as the world falls into the hands of the devil and we all start getting metaphorically anally raped by nihilism and millennialism. Now, may I call you Chorley, like I call my cat?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Chorley, are you technically a millennial? How old
Absolutely,
are you?
Yeah. I think you're a millennial until you're 30 years old, right? Technically.
Huh.
Until you're 3 or 30?
30 years old. Or 1,000
so
years.
So people who are like 30 and up right now aren't millennials.
So everybody's a millennial who's under 30? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
I thought it was just like if you're born in the...
I mean, what if I, like, I mean...
Born in the 90s?
When I was under 30, was I a millennial?
No. You're Gen X.
Right. So generation... Okay, I just misunderstood. So.
Yeah,
we're living in completely different worlds.
So do you feel like a millennial or do you feel a little bit more ahead of your time?
I just feel so mature for my age, you guys.
But yeah. Aren't you...
I feel like a millennial. Always.
Gen Z?
No.
You're not
Z? Is that
Z?
What they call millennials?
No.
That's the next wave.
That's the after. Next wave.
How old are you?
21.
21?
Yeah, I just turned 21 in January. Yeah, I'm totally millennial.
Yeah, I think you might be at the end.
Like, I had vertical flip phones when I was, like, a tween. That means that you're a millennial if you were a tween during that time.
What if you had...
2 years ago?
Yeah.
What were those things where that went like this? Sidekick?
A horizontal flip phone?
Sidekick?
Yeah. A sidekick.
The
is that millennial?
No.
That was before?
That's like...
I had a sidekick. I thought it was kind of tight.
Well, are you guys millennials or am I the only one?
I'm Gen X.
Okay.
I'm on the cusp, but I think I'm. Am I Gen X too?
Well, we had it's like 81.
Can I ask how old you are?
I'm 35, about to turn 36.
I think you.
I don't think you're a millennial. I don't think you're a millennial.
No, you're not. Definitely not millennial. You're like you might be Generation X.
Yeah, it's the cusp, and some things say that millennials start with 1981 is the first year, but that actually isn't.
Is it a 30-year? Is that how long a generation spans?
I thought a generation was 10 years.
I think it's an arbitrary thing, but I think
it is arbitrary. You're right. It depends on the waves. It
depends on how the reproduction age is.
This says that Generation Y is a millennial. How does that work?
Generation Y, of course.
Generation Y, Generation Z, we're Generation X.
Yes.
But who's a Z? Is Z happening? Z.
Arrow is Z.
Whoa.
Oh,
huh.
My God.
Generation Nixed. Which
no, she's a millennial.
She's not a millennial. 18. Come on. She's 18 now, that's correct, yeah. But she's born in the 90s, 99.
Oh, my God.
Party. The year I graduated high school, I might add.
Yeah.
Oh, so
the year I met Ariel.
Yeah.
Really?
I think so.
Mm-hmm. Somewhere around there.
Yeah, you guys played in a band together, right?
No, that was before that. That was just.
Before, you guys played in a band together in before you met?
How does
this work?
No.
We did play in a band together, but like I just met.
Holy shit! We did Holy Shit. I was the charter member. It was Ariel, Matt. And then they asked.
We were on our maiden voyage.
Your maiden voyage, and they came over to my house and asked me to drum. So I was third in line.
Is that like getting asked to prom? I've never had anyone ask me to like be in a band with them.
Well, yeah, they just said that I couldn't be too laid back. Do you remember that?
Well, I remember you couldn't be as laid back as Benny Shambles because.
Well, Benny Shambles, if he was in Holy Shit, was after me.
No, he was. There that the night that you were supposed to make it.
Oh, the night that I left halfway through the set, you mean?
Right. But he was supposed to play that night, and he was dealing with love issues.
Issues of love, which is what this episode is about.
He was split several ways, from what I understand.
Right.
But he was broken up about one girl in particular that didn't write him back.
What do you mean split several ways? Like he had several
girls? I think he was just nervous. I think he was nervous about playing a show with us, because... You know, we're just intense or something like that.
And we had Gus on bass.
The Gus?
No, never mind. Gus is a baby. Gus is one of these Generation Zs or whatever.
Could I have the guitar? I don't know what to do with my hands right now.
So he was like 10 years old in 1999.
No, Gus plays with the Black Keys and Beck and all these people. Yeah. Now. He's like a well-heeled session dude.
Oh, that guy was a session guy on my second record that Joe Cicarelli got paid to not make.
Yeah.
Yeah, good for him.
That Gus.
Everyone got paid that day, except for me. Anyway, love destroys everything or builds and heals everything. Answer.
Builds both. Or love is pain. Love is heartbreak.
What is love, Ariel?
Your worst nightmare.
Surely.
Same. Just kidding.
I think love is the great healer and creator of all that is. But that's just me. But then I think that things associated with love are fucked, like expectations and ownership and, you know, relations.
That's not love.
And vulnerability.
So why would they ever be confused?
Because people's brains, like, you form these neural, like...
There's two kinds of love. There's the love, like, I want you, or the love, I want what's best for you.
So platonic love, basically.
Not platonic and romantic,
it's
but
unconditional, like, love is wanting the best thing for somebody, even if it doesn't involve you.
Right. Yeah. In fact, to love them is to, like, not involve yourself at all.
Well...
Not necessarily.
Involve yourself in the love part with them is like to like really, it's to really mix, you know, mess things up. I mean,
potentially, but But that's kind of more saying, like, you think that you are damaging in a sort of love relationship.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying that it might not be there yet, but, like, if accepting and loving what's best for somebody is for them to go their own way.
Right, set them free, and if like, they come like, back...
I mean, they're free to begin with, you know?
Mm-hmm. Why do we have to have ownership over people?
We don't have ownership over
people. We don't, but we desire...
Why would we like that?
Because, you know, if you love somebody, you want to
hold them tight.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
I know.
It's just the human condition.
Mm-hmm. Is eating count as love?
Yes.
Eating ass?
Obviously.
Eat the love.
Yes, I think so.
I think that means you really love someone.
That's how I know.
You
when
definitely
I
really
that.
Love someone if
don't
you
so.
Don't mind
no, you hate them.
Sticking your tongue in the nether regions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you really love someone, you sort of just want to check out everywhere, even their digestive tract sometimes.
You want them to become a part of your digestive tract.
Yeah. Cause,
absolutely.
Because the world, you know, mm-hmm. began, it was just like one jizz explosion of God, and everybody like...
universal cum.
Yeah. Cum is like...
Is creation.
Yes.
Yeah.
Go is the devil.
What is the devil?
Cum is creation, and go is... The devil. Leave is the devil.
Oh, gotcha. Like,
going upstairs, coming downstairs.
Please get away is the devil.
Or just a hot towel.
Yeah, yeah.
Or just watching
like,
porn.
Go
and
away. And, or like, do you think that the darkness was before the light?
Oh.
Or the light before the darkness? What, does it matter?
It doesn't. I don't think.
Well, actually, there was negative space outside of the darkness before darkness and light.
So light is the light the love?
Yes. Light
are we,
is
are we
love.
Supposed to love the darkness?
No.
Love your darkness.
But we're not supposed to hate the darkness.
No, because we have to live with it.
Well, yeah. If you think of the yin and yang, before the yin and yang is the space that the yin and yang resides in.
But we can't even, I don't think we can perceive that space.
No, that's where God or whomever was hanging out.
Right, he was hanging out there, though.
That's where he hangs out.
That's what, but
at
he didn't create
hole.
That. He didn't create it, though. It was there before him, so...
Correct.
The so way I figure...
just got to be grateful.
Professor off Gilligan's Island.
Well, it's like, I figure all the realities are like inside my body, there's a bunch of cells and garbage, and it's all working together to, like, hopefully, most of the time, create this, like, healthy person that I call me, who's not feeling that healthy right now. But I think we're just, like, microcosms of that happening in a bigger... God type situation.
Yeah, I love to think about how our lives are
nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah,
yes.
I mean, mm-hmm.
like how like the substance of our life, the actual like the stuff that we each experience and the stuff that is non-quantifiable.
That's why everything's
we're
so
just
funny,
goldfish
though.
Swimming around in a
no,
bowl.
No, we're not even in that bowl. Like there's like no. Nothing. There's like no trace of it
That's
anywhere. Like funny. Nobody will ever get your experience, or like ever see things through your eyes.
Right.
There's no that information is lost forever, as if it, behind a black hole. But not even in a like a black hole actually says that here is
yeah.
a black hole. Like it's just nowhere.
Well, you know what's interesting too is like if you were to write a book, make a record, whatever, write a song. These the devices that can hold and store that information are only like they basically no one will know who any of you, who you are or any of the songs you wrote or anything within you know
5 minutes yesterday
a few hundred years and there won't be
I don't even think a few hundred years
ago. I think before it was like it wasn't even that long but now it's like 100 years or something.
I mean,
and then so far, like what the technology is right now, the ability to store it will be so in basically in a couple hundred years or whatever, it will be for long forgotten,
no
at least
way.
1,000 years.
But I mean,
no, there's no way.
You don't think it's going to be?
No, because there's no way. The hard drives that that information is stored on aren't just going to evaporate into the sky.
They're going to decompose at some point.
But what's weird is that all those things last so much longer
no.
than we do. than any of us do. Mm-hmm. So writing a pencil, something written on a piece of paper.
Well, I mean, it's true.
That lasts.
Those classical pieces have lasted for 300 years.
But writing on its own, like, outlives us by centuries. Like
a given life, that's true. Thousands of years.
So these are the things that get like stuck into like for posterity, mm-hmm. even though they're like totally antiquated, and like
The Bible.
We should have outgrown it. We should have outgrown it though. Like I mean, like you know, it's like not like relevant anymore. But that's what stays alive while we're just vessels to kind of like continue
our existential journey.
Or no, the journey of these things that we've created that like are that last so much longer than we do. Well, that's the irony. I think that's. I don't know. I think it's a giant snare. Like we're getting ensnared to love each other.
Ensnared.
Yes, we have to be like fooled into love in order to make this thing happen.
Well, I think we all have to get our shit straight so that we can all.
But then we wouldn't love, though.
Why?
Because love is not getting your shit straight. Love is like a very, very
messy.
It's a flaw.
Well, no, it's not. That is crazy. Love is already there. What we think and define as being love within ourselves so that we feel.
It's just like God. It's like people say that there's no God anymore, but God has just transmuted himself into a different definition. So now that we can say there's no God.
Who says there's no God now?
Atheists.
Lots of people. Yeah, Christians who lost their faith.
Identifying and labeling things.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We don't need to do that anymore.
No.
So, what we're saying is that like if it suits the definition, it's just a problematic thing. You got to admit. Like I mean, it's as problematic as God.
No, the people are problematic. The love is perfect, and the love is always there and was.
What
there
if we didn't
first.
Have the word for it?
Right.
What would we identify it as?
Why wouldn't we have the word
ourselves?
For it?
I think
it would just be like.
But that sounds egotistical.
The essence of like connection, I think, between people. The thing that essentially makes us collective, like,
is
one.
It a given, though? Is it a given?
It doesn't matter.
I don't know.
Right, it doesn't matter. It's just like, don't figure it out. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah.
I agree. That's what. But that's kind of like what I think is like.
I still think love's painful.
Love is such a curse. It's a fucking. I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy.
Oh, come on. Yeah, right.
That's insane.
You're so full of shit.
No, I'm scared of love, man. Like, it's scary.
Well, yeah.
I'm afraid.
Indulge.
No, everybody I don't. I'm afraid.
So you don't love her?
I do, but obviously I do, but like I don't want to admit it.
You begrudgingly love
her. I'm to myself. I'm not admitting it to myself because it's scary.
Right.
I don't like it when I fall in love. It means shit's bad. Like in my world, like oh no.
That's like
this is a great topic to bring us on the show. This is really good.
No, I know.
This is great. Thanks, Ariel.
Let's work through these problems.
Yeah, let's do a therapy session.
I don't
please.
Understand why you think that love's a bad thing. I feel like
it's just scary. It's like,
because there's a lot to lose. That's all that there
yeah,
is.
Yeah, what like it's heartbreak.
Even if it works out, basically you're basically guaranteed to lose that person to death at some point anyway. So you're basically just signing up for severe heartbreak.
Exactly.
Like, it's just obvious. It's messed up.
As a 5-year-old who's cut himself off from like the rest of the world.
But that's why you should believe in God, so that you can believe in your heart that you will be together again one day, and you can live in denial. And
do you believe in God, Ariel? Ariel?
He does. He's totally.
He does.
Yeah,
I've
adopted.
He's like the most romantic Christian I've ever met in my life. On the inside, I'm just gonna expose that on
totally.
In front of a live
studio. Would you say he's a misogynist?
No,
not at all.
Yeah, he's a misogynist. A misogynist.
A misogynist,
but not a misogynist. No,
yeah,
no
I didn't think so either.
Yeah, obviously people.
I
yeah.
mean, I
don't
mean,
get me started.
I know,
but I mean, but I don't think that those things are like a misogynist is not the worst thing. She was saying earlier that that somebody was just acting like a girl. She was just being a chick. You said,
"Oh yeah, I just said."
And I was like,
"Girls will be girls."
What do you? Yeah, I'm like, whoa, that's
I cool.
I can't really. Wait, what does that mean?
Well, this Marxist feminist agenda is really.
I mean, I like that. I like what she's saying, but does that make me a misogynist?
No.
But it would be. I'd be misogynist if I said it.
Maybe to the Tumblr feminist, you would be. I'm a misogynist too, according maybe. To
and
a
so
large
is,
group of people.
So is Annie.
Yeah, that's why this is a nice.
We don't need to like admit any of that stuff. I mean, like we're not misogynist. And yeah. I'm
anti-feminist is what I am because I think feminism has been a ploy to destroy our entire.
Do you believe like it's like a totalitarianism? Do you believe it's like
I don't think you're an anti-feminist. I think
communism?
You have your own type. I think you have your own kind and it's completely different than everybody else, which is how I feel most of the time.
You're talking about her?
I mean, people that say they're anti-feminist really just have their own kind of feminism, which, I mean, so many feminists are just there to tell you that you're weak because you're a woman. It's extremely ironic.
Really?
Yeah, they're like, no, you are oppressed. You should be mad. I'm just like, no, dude. Like, I actually have it pretty good. Let's, like, fight for someone else that has problems. Yeah.
I think it's much more like they're trying to, like, give, like, a voice to people that to people that are oppressed in their mind.
But we're not oppressed is the thing that you guys are now the oppressed.
Yeah,
ones.
I mean, I think it's more about taking down male behavior and male, you know.
Well, that's what it gets. That's what. But they don't think of it like that.
It's the oppression Olympics,
honestly. They don't think of it that way. If they thought of it that way, they would be evil.
If little Johnny plays with guns,
we have to love them too, you know. I mean, I'm a feminist. Of course I'm a feminist.
I believe in, like, the original feminism. Before it was, like, a movement,
City.
I believe in, like, being feminine. Feminine person. Like, I'm a woman. I have breasts because...
Well, who wants to be... Everybody wants to be feminine a little bit.
I mean, women
so
really...
That's what I said this to her earlier, that I felt you were a bit feminine.
Who? To her? You called her feminine?
No, you.
Oh, me.
To her.
Well,
I said about you,
and you're just a fucking wild boar, aren't you?
No, it wasn't a put down.
No, I know. Thanks a lot. I don't take it as a put down.
Okay, good.
It wasn't you're not supposed to say it. I'm supposed to say it.
But now women are getting like you guys are maybe more effeminate than usual. I'm a bit more dykey, like guy style than usual. And it's like, why can't we all just be like OG?
I'm pretty Hermione.
Did you ever read? There's a great book that has been proven terrible.
The Bible.
By time. Like, I mean, it's just one of the most dated and erroneous scientific books ever made. It was more of a theory that this guy had, Otto Weininger.
Mm.
He was like a student of Freud, and he committed suicide right after, like, writing the book. It's called Sex and Character.
Mm.
And it's, like, just a totally confused, supposedly a very, very wrong-headed theory about everything. And he believes that... But it's genius.
Is he one of the guys jerking off babies and shit?
He was really ugly. He was a really ugly guy. He was a Jew, but he hated Jews. Mm. He believed that the Jews. Okay,
oh, so nice.
He,
lots of Jews
into
hate
the
Jews.
Jew thing, by the way.
He believed that there was never ever a genius, and that no woman has ever been a genius, and that women basically are incapable of genius. Men represented everything that was. Strivable or desirable at man, the quality of man, and we were all gradations of each of these qualities. But he puts those are the ends of the spectrum. It's like female bad,
mm-hmm.
And Jews are females, by the way. So that this is
Jews are females.
Yes, yes.
Oh my God.
And then all males, like all the greatness and genius of male history, you know, all the things that we've done and accomplished. Those are examples of higher up on the spectrum of malehood.
And are men white? I don't get it.
Are men white?
Men are Catholic.
You said women are Jews, didn't you?
No, Jews are women.
Jews are women. What's the difference?
Well, no, he sees Jews as being like
oh, feminine. So all
there
Jews
was never
are
there's
women.
Never been ne- never been a genius Jew ever in his opinion.
Oh.
Even the, and but I think this is like a very
is this based on
anti-Semitic
the single-mindedness of men? Like men can't listen to a conversation and text at the same time, but women have a larger cerebellum, so they can multitask and do all this.
There's something to be said about that. Like
you can be a genius because you can focus on one.
He doesn't disparage women. Don't get me wrong. He actually doesn't disparage. He thinks that they have their place and they're wonderful for certain things. especially the procreation of the species and for like, you know, gossiping and being that kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
But I mean, which is like, you know, nothing, you know, that's...
But you used to have that thing you used to talk about women now with technology, men being obsolete.
Well, yeah, there's very... Men are obsolete in the sense that you can basically do away with all of them.
Right.
And, you know, leave one.
Right.
They should all be...
And then, and that humanity could continue.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I hope it'll be Joe. By the way, exactly. Our engineer in we're in a fancy studio today. We're at
Baba Booey.
Joey, you should chime in.
VRC. We've got Joe.
Talk back. Hold on.
Joe Cardamone's in the control room, silently controlling things.
All right.
But fuck, you know, stuff outside of ourselves. Well, that's what you guys get to do as guys, I guess. Joe, what do you think of love? Do you think love is grand, or do you think it is the grand shackle? Love is the grand wizard.
The grand dragon.
You know, that's how we came up with the name for giant dragon.
Really?
Yeah, it started off with something like grand wizard or something, and then became giant drag somehow. Giant dragon.
Yeah. There's little dragon. You guys could tour together.
You guys were right.
It was giant. Why would it have been giant? Oh, because it was like a... Okay, got it.
Giant dragon. That's a good name.
Well, it was like supposed to be like subtly racist or something, but I think I just, for the millionth time, like didn't know the right words to what I was trying to talk about.
Oh, subtly racist.
I like that as a band name.
So, mildly like, which part was the racist part?
Well, it's supposed to be like Grand Dragon, you know, the leader of the Ku Klux Klan.
Oh, oh, right.
Right. Oh, right.
I just thought that was a magical sounding name.
It is.
Yeah,
but giant dragons.
Too bad that the KKK had to co-opt dragons because dragons are cool.
And giants too.
Yeah.
And giants.
And, I mean, that could be racist on several fronts.
Giant wizard.
Like, but then it just became like giant drag was like the perfect description for like me and my life at the time.
Big bummer.
Now I don't know. I'm like smoking cigarettes, taking a giant drag. Giant drag is over, thank God. But Joe was there. Joe was there.
Little.
What would be the best name for your situation now? Like, what if you were started over? Would it be giant or would it be
just dragon?
Giant love.
It would be
big love.
Yeshua.
Like big love, like the. Like TV show, right?
Yeah, no. I the perfect name for it is just Annie Hardy because I'm the only one there, and I don't have to front ever. Like I'm in a band again, you know.
Hardly Hardy.
Annie Hardy.
Ed Hardy.
Annie Hardly has the will to live most days, but I do it anyway.
Fanny.
So I guess
Hardy
giant
Fanny.
Drag would still work. Conan
back. They sound like porno names, both of them.
Do you guys want to answer some moral dilemma?
Fanny Hardly.
Do you guys have morals and ideals or no?
Yeah.
I do too.
Of course. Too many morals.
Let's try
some
out.
Lots of ideals.
Trad. Part of me is an 80-year-old construction worker. Mm-hmm. That like is like
Archie Bunker.
No, like just like a much older kind of a meat and potatoes kind of traditional male guy,
yeah.
And he's looking down on me and thinking, and I'm looking at me in my life, in my youth, and just saying,
take a shower.
You're a total fruitcake. You're a total fruitcake. You, right. What do you think? You consider yourself a poet? Like you like what? Get a job. like you know what are you doing? Like that's a part of me that's gets louder as I get older too.
Right.
That's why you woke up the other morning and you were like, I need to start working out.
Yeah, well, because Sylvester Stallone threatened my virility.
It is a good idea for us all to start working out. You know,
that happens.
The more we sit still, the
we
more
should do it together. I think as motivators. I mean, we're right. thinking about going running.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
I like running. I just did it.
Sports
actually.
Is the next frontier for me. Yes. It'll be the last.
That's great.
Then I can die.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
3 months ago, I went running, and it was pretty tight. I'm not even going to lie.
Yeah. Of course, it was tight.
I just kept having to stop. Because it was like, what?
All right.
How is this technological impossibility happening to me right now?
Don't check your mail while we're doing this.
I'm not. I'm looking up our questions that I was going to have us answer. And suddenly, mysteriously, the website has all the questions are just gone now. Like, how do these things happen?
Can you come up with your own?
That's exactly how I'm guessing. Oh, man. Suck dick. Oh, sorry. I'm still here doing this.
Well,
okay.
At least your battery didn't run out.
Here, I guess.
So.
Like, how is that even possible, though?
Because that's
only
the
questions, not the part where you can put an answer, has disappeared.
It's because you loved it too much. You got
of
too
a
attached.
Demon is what
you,
is real
you,
truth
you got
is.
Too attached. It's wherever your intention goes. It's like I'm telling
an,
you.
It's an Annie Hardy affair.
Ism.
I think humans are like they emit radioactive waste. Things that basically burn holes in anything that they think about. If they think about it long enough.
It doesn't exist.
Like you cannot, you have to stay scanning. You can't, anything that you
focus on
for long enough, it'll just destroy it.
I think it was a demon. So I'm going to say this.
Exactly.
In Jesus' name, any and all unclean spirits, boys and boys, technology, demons, electronic interference, demons, and what am I forgetting? Technology, electronic.
That's black
magic. Go to the pit now in Jesus' name and in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yeshua Yamashiro.
Come on, bro.
Yeah, we just need to. All need
right,
to
never mind.
Now.
Never mind. Hail Satan. We'll just do something else. Then.
You're going 480 meters a second staring into that iPad because that's how fast the Earth is rotating. So you guys can riff on that thought.
Thanks, scientist.
Yeah.
Bring us back down to Earth, why don't you?
Yeah.
Okay. Speaking of Earth and down.
Mars.
Please don't start talking about some other bullshit shit that doesn't even matter. Like, oh, are we on the flat Earth? Who fucking cares what shape this stupid
I'm trying to
Earth
stay on
is?
I'm trying to stay on the topic, personally. I keep on trying to steer us back in, you know, if you haven't noticed. you know, everybody keeps on like, you know, like.
Girl, just read your tweets.
No, I'm talking about love here.
Right. Sorry.
Stay on the topic.
Okay.
I've given up on love personally.
Well, how convenient.
That means that's going to work out.
And now you're like, now you're just like totally fucking making us. Like,
that means it's going to work out. That's a good attitude.
Yeah, I thought so.
Get the apps out. I'm just really ready to just.
I just want
to
be.
I mean, like, I'm
the
always
air
ready,
horn.
I'm always ready to go on an airplane rant.
An airplane rant? What is it about airplanes?
I only have one interesting topic to talk about ever, which is basically just me marveling at the fact that people...
Cornhorsing.
I have these maniacal just moments where I like to think about how people in airplanes have no idea that they're going 500 miles an hour while they, like, zoom through space in a lazy boy recliner, like, looking into their iPad. Like, every time I'm on a plane, I look around and I'm just like, am I the only person that, like, understands what's happening to us right now? Like, we're going 500 miles an hour in lazy boys.
Yeah, no.
People are normalized to that kind of shit, just like they're normalized to, like, extreme acts
exactly.
of, like... Like, all the shit that's going on Earth, like, you know, trannies are everywhere, and people are like, oh, yeah, don't talk shit.
That's, like, the most beautiful thing about people, though, is that we're in denial constantly. Our entire lives are just, like, these climactic moments, and then we're, like, in denial the whole time. It's amazing. Of, like, reality. We're in denial of reality.
I've thought your thought on about airplanes.
It's
okay.
So funny.
If people believe that, like, they're idiots, if you say, like, you're, like, if you think that you're, like, an idiot, you don't have all the answers.
Yeah,
would you say that somebody that like didn't believe that they were ignorant or that they had the answers, would you believe that they would be more likely to have the answer by believing that they had the answer or?
I think that whatever is true is whatever you believe in the sense, because I don't really
think
I think that anybody
could
be right.
But like lots of people think that like, they're like, I don't know. I'm ignorant. I know I'm not like perfect. I know I don't know. I don't have the
answers. I don't have all the answers.
I don't have the answers. And then they get really mad when somebody who thinks that they have the answer comes up and like offers themselves up with the answer. And then these people jump on them saying like, you don't have the answer. I mean, at least I fucking admit that I fucking don't have the answer.
Right.
But you're ignorant.
But you're wallowing in ignorance.
You're wallowing in so the question is like, who's more – who would you believe?
Neither. The point is that
– neither. No, okay. That's your answer. But like I believe the person that
– that stands up and stands knows up what and the fuck they're saying.
Just on principle. Sure. Even if it's not true, I believe that I would go with that guy sooner than I would go with the one –
I would go with that guy in a scenario where I needed to depend on that guy. But I'm not going to just – but I stick – okay, can you give me like a more detailed scenario where I would
– okay, I was on Twitter. I was on Twitter the other day. Okay. I said, is there such a thing as ignorance?
You did?
Yeah. And then people were like, everybody's ignorant, blah, 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 you know, trying to like kind of like talk me off the ledge or something like that. And I was just like, okay, well, if so, is there such a thing as somebody not being ignorant, you know? And then they're like, anybody who says they're not ignorant is totally ignorant. And I'm just like, well, that's an ignorant person talking. That's somebody who doesn't believe in anything.
The point is that there's no proof of anything, so we all could be geniuses. But
it's not about proof. It's not about proof. It's about what you feel.
Right.
It's about what you say.
It's about what you feel.
People want to like just basically break everybody down.
Integritist.
They want to break everybody down to size because they don't feel like they're anything.
Right.
That's all that is.
Yeah.
And I don't.
And those are the kind of people that discourage us.
Yes.
From doing the things.
From having anything, any self,
any soul,
autonomy, any kind of agency soul, in your life.
Yeah. Following your passion, following your dreams.
And that's what's happened to most of the millennials because they're people who are trapped in the room. Not you, Chorley, obviously.
No, it is.
You do cool shit. But like most people end up not doing anything and instead jerking off to porn and just talking shit, being like trolls online.
And trolling
you instead of ever doing anything themselves.
Do you think that, I wonder, are trolls a real thing?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, do people, is there a certain number of trolls or percentage of trolls that are just comprised of the people that don't know that they're trolling? They're just
troll. No, they know. It's a thing, it's more of a thing where like this certain generational demographic understand the politics of trolling and you're a troll when you don't use your real identity.
Mm. And, really? I don't think so.
Well, that's...
No, you can be... Because I real-life troll my mom sometimes.
If you talk shit as you on your...
Well, you can't be anonymous anymore because that's like trying to claim that you're anonymous.
Yeah, I don't think it's an anonymous thing. Mm-hmm. I think that even if you're yourself and you comment something really... There's no anonymous anymore.
Well, then you're just talking shit.
About feminism, then
because I've been trolled and it's always fake accounts... People,
that's a if you, shill.
If you,
that's
if
a
you
shill.
Comment at all, if you do stuff on comments, that's a troll. That's exactly. A troll, right?
But there's but a difference.
So if you comment at all,
if you do stuff on the comment section,
if you comment and it's not nice, then you're a troll.
No, I think if you comment at all. If you comment on an article,
okay, well, she knows.
If it's not what they want to hear, which is basically always because it's the oppression Olympics and people want to be upset about whatever they're talking about, if you go
then
in there and
you're
like, and you say anything that's not like, yeah, you're super
you're
oppressed and I agree with what
but
you're
is
saying,
a troll,
and
is,
you're a troll.
But is a person that like expresses themselves online a troll to begin with?
Yeah, you could. Basically, a troll is just anybody that is saying something that is an unpopular opinion.
But what's there is no such thing as popular.
So I'm
to whoever's
troll.
Seeing it.
No,
so
there is, because when I express my opinions about, like, hey, you guys, like, are we certain about this Syrian refugee, like, just...
Online?
Online.
But that's just younger people. That's not.
No, that was younger, older, whiter, black.
No. Older people don't use the internet.
Yes, they do.
They barely do.
That's the people who get so angry. It's like, first of all, the people who get angry about what I say, call me a racist or a sexist, are always white people. They're always like straight people. They're never gay or they're never black. They're never the people that I'm allegedly being racist.
They're always rich white girls at Berkeley.
Yeah, they're college kids and they're white people and they're fucking assholes. And I lost, and what I was saying, I believe, made perfect sense. It was just like, yo, like, I just looked at this website, and it's like all these gang rape rates are like really on the rise everywhere that these Syrian refugees seem to go. Like, ladies, are you ready like to get gang raped? Because if not, I don't know, maybe we ought to rethink it. But that's such an unpopular thing, and it's not insane to say.
We don't
have
to worry about it. There's barely any Muslims in this country at all.
What?
There's like less Muslims than there are Jews.
Is that why they're raping people? Because they're Muslim?
Not in this country.
But why is all the gang rape happening?
Because it's on college and campus or something, right?
No, it's Syrian refugees is what they were saying.
But they don't. We don't even take refugees.
That was in Europe.
We don't take refugees.
No, I know. That's what I was talking about. I was saying, hey, check out Europe. Like
Sweden.
No, that's the facts. Yeah, for I know.
Sweden and Germany.
I didn't know. Like it's become
it's
because
they all shave.
It's predictive.
It's because white girls like are so sexually liberated that it means that they're easy to them. Like they love white girls.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. White women do it of their own accord. They love sex. They go to the Middle East and they bang
40 guys.
They want to do it. They're actually like sexually liberated to the point where they actually pursue sex.
Oh.
Sorry about that. But like I mean that's why they like white women.
Who knows?
And they probably see more.
Every other woman is not that sexually empowered, you know. There's no feminists, like.
Right.
No, I'm for real.
So it's all been a setup. First, you empower the women with feminism, and then you send in the Syrian refugees to rape the feminism right out of them.
Well, no, you have to like insulate them from the Syrian refugees, because the Syrian refugees are much more the norm.
Raise them on porn.
In any case, let's approach some moral dilemmas. You're on a lifeboat with 8 other people.
Oh, yes.
The lifeboat can't hold everyone and will capsize soon.
How many people?
8.
8.
So there's 9 of you.
The only way to avoid killing everyone is to throw one person off the boat. One of the lifeboat passengers is a grievously injured woman who is certain to die soon, but she's alert and fully aware of the issue at hand. Could you throw that passenger overboard knowing that you would be saving the others and that the person being thrown off was going to die anyway but knew that you were doing it? Here's the 3 answers. I would not be able to throw the injured woman off the boat. I would be able to. I wouldn't be able to, but wouldn't mind if another person did.
Oh, well, yeah, obviously.
I would try to throw the lady off. So that I could
with
sacrifice
yourself?
Myself. Yes, so that I can get the whole group against me, and they'll throw me off.
No, why?
And then I would be a sacrificial lamb.
To the actual like Jesus.
Like yes, exactly. Like
why don't you just jump off?
That would be the only logical.
Thing is to take the woman, fucking tie
raper,
a rope,
gang raper,
tie a rope around her body.
Okay, this
throw
is
her
terrible.
Over
terrifying.
The edge and keep her in the water.
That's what I was gonna.
So that you can dry her out and make jerky and fucking survive.
Dry her out and make jerky.
Exactly.
Well, can we pick somebody with a little bit more?
If you're in the middle of the Pacific,
meat, like
floating with no fucking sand.
Well, I mean, we're not going to like survive for very much longer. I mean, like the point is, we want to get people to like, since nobody's offering themselves up to die.
The 8 of us need to eat.
Well,
I mean,
we're
like
all going to die.
I would say have all the ladies on the ship give a blowjob contest. Whoever's the best.
Whoever gets pregnant first.
Whoever's the best.
I can keep singing.
Gets to live.
On the boat.
Yeah. So, good answer. As a group, we're going to choose the 3rd answer, I think.
Do we know how many boys, how it breaks
okay,
down?
Okay,
is it
right.
like evenly distributed?
It does.
It's you and 8 girls.
No.
We're doomed.
Stop.
In another version of the lifeboat dilemma, the person that would be thrown off was your best friend. Joe!
That changes it, dude.
No, Joe.
Don't throw him off.
Your friend was injured due to a recent car crash, which resulted in brain damage.
Oh, well, yeah.
Why are we taking him out? Why do we take him on this trip anyway? I mean, like, I don't get it.
Would your best friend...
It's cruel.
Oh, this person is bad at writing. She, your best friend, isn't fully aware of everything going on.
Thank goodness.
Would you be able to throw your best friend off the boat knowing that it would save the others?
I mean...
No, easily.
So
were,
Joe is a tranny
oblivious.
Retard. Could I throw him
he
off
wouldn't
the boat?
Even know where he was, so... And he'd forget
I would,
a second.
I would say... if they don't know what's going on, I mean, what is the definition of that, you know?
Yeah, they have brain injury, so they're like,
so they don't talk, maybe. So that makes
sense. Or maybe they can remember for like 1 second.
They're less human. Basically, like, we just assume that, like, they're not a real life form anymore and that they're subhuman, defective animal.
Okay, so here's our three choices. I could not throw Joe overboard. I could throw Joe overboard to save the others, or I would not be able to throw Joe off. Joe is just a stand-in word for your best friend. But I also wouldn't allow another person to throw Joe off.
Why are there so few people like willing to sacrifice themselves? Where are the men in this, this boat? Well,
why don't you just drag someone that's alive and just hang on and pedal?
They don't need to drag him.
Aren't the choices.
I know. I'm sorry.
We should have choose to throw somebody to out. Throw Joe off, because if Joe wasn't brain dead and somehow a tranny, because it says she, then Joe would want to die so that everyone else could live.
Yeah, I think you would just have to like really take your time with the goodbye.
I think this might work. If this was like in the Andes Mountains in the ice, there was ice and you could freeze a body, then it might people
not
might survive.
Not a choice, though.
But I know. But like everybody's gonna die in that situation.
No, Captain Bly lived for like 90.
But not off
days.
Eating. Not off eating.
Whoa, back off that mic, there, son.
Not off eating. A member of the.
Yeah, that's how they lived.
Breakfast in Appalachia.
Really, they didn't get like diseases from like.
No, the no, they didn't. They didn't get mad cow. The story that. It's the
Captain Cook.
HMS Essex. That's what the Moby Dick is based upon. They in fact ate each other. The people who died.
You should start with eating yourself first. Like I start with like taking no, like a like
it's inevitable.
Like a, you should start drinking your own pee.
An out of control train is barreling down a track towards five unsuspecting people. The train will surely kill them all.
I hate these examples.
You being the conductor of the train can throw a switch, diverting the train to a siding, but an equally unsuspecting man is there and will also be killed. Could you throw the switch, killing one but saving five?
Easily.
You definitely could.
I mean, I think that you only have... Yeah.
It's one or the other.
Yeah.
You have to.
You have to do one or the other. So if you don't throw the switch, then what happens? Does it just stop on its own?
Well, then you kill five people.
Yeah, because so you don't do anything, five people die. But if you do make an action,
it's a rhetorical question. Of course he can do it.
Yeah, so is the one person your best friend, is it Joe? Or is it just...
Why does that matter?
But no,
we don't know yet.
You make an action somebody's to kill best someone, friend. Or you do it's nothing and let five friend. People die. That's the key.
Will
you kill someone?
But what if the five people are really miserable?
You can kill yourself. If you can kill yourself...
On the spot.
You could save the world. Because you can always kill yourself. It's just like Louis C.K. said. You don't have to do anything in this life at all. Because you could always kill yourself. But and it's always an option. You have at least once. You can only do it one time.
It's an option as long as you're like a godless heretic.
No. You can always kill yourself. If you don't want to go to the DMV, they can't make you go to the DMV. You kill yourself.
Yeah.
I often feel like I'd rather kill myself than go to the DMV.
You can.
That's why I don't have any tags on my car right now.
I just got my license stolen 2 nights ago, so I have to go through that.
No.
Oh, yeah.
LA's DMV is pretty bad.
No, you should go out here in Burbank. It's not that bad.
Okay.
It's actually...
The Glendale one is...
45-47. What's that?
Nothing.
15 minutes. Okay. Wrap it up.
No, it's just...
Right. 15-minute countdown. 10.
Well, love.
Oh, my God. Use it carefully.
I don't want to, like, end this...
This way.
No, we're not ending.
Why is everyone screaming?
I'm sorry.
I'm not screaming. You just got your thing up too loud.
I don't know how to turn it down. Can you turn my headphones down, Joe?
Just hers.
No. Can I do it?
You can
turn them off.
You can control.
All right.
I'll do that.
Mm-hmm. It's okay. I can make it 15 more minutes. What's happening right now? Is this from my headphones? Oh, yeah. I guess so.
Didn't Joel...
No, I hear nothing at all. Yeah, Joel, I don't...
Joel Jerome.
I imagine you guys...
I don't think he's going to be famous, Aaron.
I don't think he's going to be as famous as he is.
After you're 30.
I mean, he's already super famous, though.
After you're 30, that's apparently if you don't make it by 30, then...
How old were you?
Almost 30.
I'm 29.
I won't make it.
Yeah, no.
But. I just have a feeling that,
I can't hear anything at all. I don't know if that's weird, but I guess I don't need these.
I can't help but feel like you came here with more love than you're leaving with.
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, I have the same amount of love.
Lovers are losers.
I still can't hear anything. You know, I just grow weary in life in general, and I'm so hungry right now. That was my big mistake, is coming here undernourished. And what is the great nourisher of all things is love, because it heals, it fixes stuff that's broken, and I don't think anything's wrong with it, really, with love. There's something wrong with people. There's something wrong with our definitions of love in the world. But love is, like, pretty tight. No matter what you guys or Joel Jerome or anybody has to say about it.
Well, don't they say God is love?
They do.
Also, Shrek, they say it about Shrek. I've heard it once.
Do you believe that money is the root of all evil?
No.
Money's
obviously
fine.
Obviously, no.
Evil is the root of all evil.
No, he doesn't.
No, I don't believe money.
Yeah. No.
I don't even believe that money's real.
It's not real. It doesn't have any emotions.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
It's just a bunch of ones and zeros in a computer.
But people get really so hung up about it, don't they?
Mm.
When they don't have it, obviously. I mean, money's freedom.
When they don't have it.
Yeah, money is access.
You want to have enough so you don't worry about it, and then you're good.
Money for ass sex. How much does it cost extra to have anal sex with a prostitute? Does anybody know?
I think that it should be the it's just a flat fee for whatever you want to do.
Yeah. You think?
Really? Whatever kind of,
I think it should be
a gradation.
I mean, for anal or regular, I don't think that there's an
extra price. Yeah, but anal is more likely to wear you out and pink sock you, and that's going to cause more long-term
wear and tear on your
problems. Anal fissures, the anal fissure king.
I think it's around like you go for like an hourly wage fee.
Yeah.
And then if you're going to throw in the extras, it probably tax on a couple, like 100 extra, another 100 extra. Yeah. You got to bonus it up.
Yeah. That's a really good question. I mean, we could call a hooker on the phone now and ask.
We should. That's a good way to do it.
I mean, I think if anyone should do it, it should be you.
To fuck my behind.
You have a phone on you, which...
I don't have any problem with that, but my phone's dead, so...
Oh, okay, great, sure. Okay, got it.
What are you singing over there?
You don't know this song by Blur? Come on.
The credits have been rolling for like 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Apparently, I don't know it either.
I heard something about anal this and anal that. That's anal
vice.
It's
called Tender, but I'm making it.
Brown Town.
Anal. Anyway, thanks for listening to Empath of Least Resistance. We'll be back next week with another show. And
thanks for having us.
Thank you guys for coming and being here.
That's great.
Everyone, spread the love, not your butt cheeks. Cool. We will see you next time. Bye-bye.
It's been my dream for weeks now to be on a podcast, so thank you.
That's what Jed... Oh, wait, and special thanks to our producer, Jed Shepard, and thanks to our engineer, Joe Cardamone, and thanks to our...
Joe, don't card me, Cardamone.
That's what they used to call him. See you guys, man.
And thanks to Ariel Pink,
Nee
Rosenberg,
and Chorley. Thank you, Chorley.
Chorley in charge. Thank you.
other